Indeed, it has been in conversation all through the day and entertaining conversations at that. You're on Rise FM in 60 minutes. Great to have you with us. There's been media publications that are reporting that the suspended CEO, CEO Vilakazi Mduduzi, is involved in an alleged 380 million rand project or tender that was advertised by MTPA. And I've noted today there is a media statement released by the CEO, Mduduzi Vilakazi, whom I have on the line now, also shared that he is actually urging this particular media house to furnish and disclose where the tender is and where was it advertised and all of that. But I have the CEO on the line because I've since noted many media houses have gone with it. And I wonder if he was, you know, contacted for a comment. CEO, you're on the line. I want a comment. How are you doing?
No, thanks very much, Musa. Yeah. How are you?
No, I'm
great. Let me also greet your listeners at home.
What do you make of the media publications that have said that you were involved in the 380 million rand tender in the information center of Makonjo Mountain? Was there even a tender like that advertised?
This publication, I think, was just meant to do one thing, to change my name, to be seen as a corrupt person. Wherever I move, people must see a 380 million rand following me, and I take it that it was a deliberate move by a publication, probably a bot, or intentionally trying to resuscitate its paper.
Sure.
To have a following. I don't believe that a person who has read the report has seen a 380 million rand appearing in the report in any other way. There's another matter, probably if there was a sentence that speaks about the 380 million in the forensic report. But I have read again the forensic report, which in my view, this was just a smear campaign to change my name, either for increasing readership or a board to do so.
Yeah. I'm interested on your suspicions, because in this media statement you've released, it suggests that you suspect that this is somewhat of a campaign persuaded by individuals who were in the previous board of directors of MTPA who were held banned to tarnish your name. Who were those board members?
I can't disclose the matters of the board members now. I think in my founding affidavit to the court, I will state this particular matter. But I know for the fact that in the board there was a faction of the board that would meet and discuss. Even in a board meeting, you would sense that there is a prior engagement between these particular members of the board to do a certain issue or to deal with a certain issue in their own way.
Sure.
That is why in the board you would have those who are rational and those who are there just to vote or support if there is no voting, support a particular view en masse. And you'll find that that particular view has nothing to do with law, one way or the other. But the unfortunate part is that the only law that we know is that the board is the arbiter, the final arbiter. Once they take a decision, that decision goes. But if the board was working in a manner that seeks to suggest that they have the capability to be a board, they have the skills, they have the know-how of how a board is run. Many of the matters that are still stuck after my departure would have been long and dealt with. So as a result, I think that the board, in my view, had certain people who did not even know the responsibility of the accounting authority that is enshrined in the Public Finance Management Act, Section 51.
In your statement, you also critique how the entity is governed post your suspension. Now you are at home, sitting at home, awaiting to be exonerated to a larger extent. But you are equally saying when you were in the entity was producing clean audits. And recently they've redressed, particularly in that financial status. And you are also speaking into their lack thereof, of managing some of the reserves within the entity. Just talk us through around why that is an important particular point that you're raising in your statement. Now MTPA has had two acting CEOs after you. How best you rate them, the work that they've done, and vis-a-vis the work that you would have done, because you still claim that there is no other positive outcomes that has emanated post your suspension?
No, I'll be unfair to the CEOs. I'll be outside here and be able to evaluate their performance. No, I'll be unfair. I am looking at the general way in which things are done. And I can tell you from where I am seated that most of the things are done because the reports to the board. The board is the final arbiter, is the decider, is the accounting authority. The board would have questioned certain decisions taken. For the board not to do that, the board has allowed this particular situation to go to that level. In my own space where I am seated, and the manner in which the board was running, it was clear to me that when I leave, those who will take over will have difficulty. Probably because I was hard-headed, where things should be done in a manner that brings progress to the entity, which mainly its function is also to deal with socio-economic issues of employment and so forth and so on. Now, if we are not doing that, it means that the board would have failed in its responsibility. So I was of an assistance to the board, and the board was able to take those decisions. But that is how I was then removed.
Yeah.
I was removed because I was standing against any particular thing that was wrong.
Oh.
Why I had to raise this particular matter is because when you change a person's name, sure, in all what you do is to say there is nothing good that the person has done, irrespective of the fact that all historic accounts shows to a good leadership that the person has done. Mm. But you want to change a name by one, presenting a tender that never existed,
sure,
a tender that does not have a service provider, a tender that has never claimed, and you are presenting it to the public as if Nduduzi Vilakazi has siphoned 380 million from the entity. You are forgetting that Nduduzi Vilakazi is the only person that came to the entity and was able to take the entity from a 16.5 million revenue to an 82.3 million revenue. And that was done in a three-year period. And you can count, that is more than four times of the increase in revenue.
Sure, sure.
We were number two against Gauteng, which was number one, in terms of international visitors. We were moving from number four to number two. We were even beating Cape Town, which has an airport that brings in international tourists. We have a few international tourists that land here.
Hmm.
But all those that land either in Cape Town or in Joburg want to come to Mpumalanga because of our marketing campaigns that we've had.
Yeah.
We were maintaining reserves during my time. I am seeing Upapilani in social media always crying about how key reserves like Blade River Canyon is not properly maintained. And the media has said nothing about it, has not assisted Ilane in ensuring that there is accountability from the entity.
Yeah.
The only thing that they want to do is to smear a campaign to change my name. And that is why I had to disclose in that media outline that I am devastated by how Sunday Word and in particular Tswarelo, the journalist, has written about me, failing to write anything wrong that the entity is doing in my absence. I am still an employee of the entity. If the entity is failing, the entity can still recall me to come back and help them. That should be what media should be saying.
Yeah,
but media is, in particular, Sunday World, is hell-bent to change my name and to make people look at me in that way. That is why I have to even go to
a CEO, let me come in there. I see that I'm completely running out of time, but I would have loved to end this particular discussion with, I've noted that there is a continuing arbitration on the 5th of November, if I'm not mistaken. And I know that some of these issues of your suspension, you have ventilated them within the courts, but they've since directed you to the CMA. Let's talk about why your disciplinary process has not ensued within the entity, because my understanding is that when the initial report was presented to us far back in July, I think by the then MEC, who's now the Speaker of the Legislature, she said that following that particular media briefing of the report, you were going to be subjected into disciplinary processes. Your understanding as to why? Because I've noted in your media statement, you suggest that even the board itself, the former board could not convene because they just kept on prolonging until their term of office came to an end.
No, my take is that I have received the documents after the board left. One way or the other is that probably the annexures were frustrated by the board, so that I do not use these particular annexures to contest the report in a court of law, because there are a lot of flaws in those annexures that I was given on the 2nd of October. But the other matter is that there seems to be no enthusiasm to finish the process. Now that I have issued this media statement, today I received a date of the hearing by this from this new board, from the interim chairperson of the board, set for 29, 30, and 31 October. What is very worrying is that even if I'm given this annexure, I'm not given access to my own information so that I'm able to prepare in order to contest their own version of the story, because I have the documents that can successfully contest the version of their report. And this is one matter that also tells me that I'm not going to get a fair trial. So it's a matter probably that my representatives from Nehao can be able to raise as they deem fit. But that former court was not interested to conclude this particular matter.
Yeah. CEO, allow me to then bring in the acting chair. Let me lay you off in this call, bring in the acting chair to ask the very same questions as to why did you get then the date today following that you have released a media alert, but also are you going to be afforded a fair arbitration within the institution. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for making time.
Thanks.
Yeah, there you have it. CEO of suspended CEO of MTPA, Mduduzi Vilakazi.